Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Michael Van Valkenburg, MICHAELVANVALKENBURGH.
Official title?
Landscape architect.
Tell all of us a little bit about what you're doing here tonight.
Do you want me to talk to you or look this
way? You can just look between all the cameras.
Talk to her is good. Want to start over again?
Sure. Just tell us a little bit about what you're doing here tonight.
Well, we're having our second public meeting to discuss community ideas about the Ralph Wilson Park, currently known to everyone as LaSalle Park.
Last month to this month, what's different? What are you guys going to be showing tonight that might be different, taking different public intake?
Well, we learned quite a bit from people last time. So some of the program elements have changed. It's also a different neighborhood, a different group of people. We're trying to move around, have a series of meetings, put ideas together.
Any particular features of the initial design that were really well received and maybe some other features that weren't so well received?
Well, I think one of the most important things that we knew before we started and that is even more emphasized now is that one of the things that's greatest about LaSalle Park is the base of community use that it has, and the redesign of the park is completely committed to absolutely replicating all of the existing sports facilities and adding others, things we learned at our meeting last time that appeal to different groups of people who want things there, like volleyball, to name one. We heard loud and clear that people want to be sure that you never have to pay, for instance, to play a sport there now. And the emphasis on athletics completely stays. So the fields are entirely recreated and updated in the design.
Is there anything that, one specific thing that the comments and the people at the meeting at Grover absolutely were in favor of or absolutely were opposed to?
Generally, there was a high level of support for an improved LaSalle Park. I mean, there was very little sense that people weren't excited that the park would be an improved version of itself.
But nothing that they just didn't want. I mean, they didn't want an apartment building in the middle of it or something.
Yeah, they didn't want an apartment building in the middle, but we never proposed one.
But nothing that showed up that people just didn't want.
Well, I mean, no, but we haven't made a plan yet. This is a moment where we're more figuring out what people do want. So the plans will, I mean, this is a planning phase. The designing of the park will happen in more earnest. After this meeting, we'll come back to Buffalo in several weeks with a schematic plan, and I think we'll get more specific input then.
What excites you about this project? I mean, just thinking about kind of where it's laid out in Buffalo along the waterfront, it's just such a cool location. It seems like there's so many opportunities that can be there. Is there anything that you looked at when you took this project where you thought, wow, this is really cool, it has a lot of potential?
Well, this is an amazing spot, standing at the edge of Lake Erie with the view. It's breathtaking. And so I think it's great that a public space for all Buffalonians is going to be improved on that site. So probably, I know that's a pretty general aspiration, but it's hard to think. It's already a great park, and it's hard to think that this process won't leave the city with an even better one.
How is this project similar or different from other projects you've undertaken before?
Oh, you know, every project is the same as every other one and entirely different at the same time. People are anxious, you know, they're hopeful. There's always a little skepticism in the beginning. People, they don't know whether they can trust us yet. You know, there's always that. I will say, I was really taken with the warmth at the first community meeting and the excitement. And people are incredibly different at the same time, but there's a level of enthusiasm that we felt that was encouraging.
Is it important that you're dealing with a very large piece of property?
Well, it's an unusually large piece of land in a city today. I mean, close to 90 acres. I mean, it wasn't a lot of land when Olmsted was working in Buffalo, but it's a lot of land today, very generous in size. And I think that's one of the things that makes it really cool, that we'll have so many sports activities going on, so many forms of active recreation. And then one of the things that we're thinking about is expanding the kind of passive recreation, the kind of not organized things that you could do there.
A couple of the people I talked to at the last meeting were very concerned that it would tie in with Front Park some way, so that you have, in a sense, a larger park with some kind of a tie-in.
Yeah, well, you know, we're working with folks here in Buffalo that know the city far better than we do, and there's already a great historic park system in Buffalo. There's a whole lot of work going on right now to make new parkland like what you're describing, and it's essential that it's all networked together with trails, with circulation, and also that we don't duplicate things, that, you know, that what one park has isn't repeated in what we do here.
Do you have, could you kind of tell us a little bit the timeline that you have in mind for collecting all the comments and then moving into the other phases of the project to completion?
So by the end of spring, we will be back with a schematic study model, preliminary study model, you know, laid out in a way that everybody can kind of see where the roads are, where the fields are. We're talking about a new bridge, a safer bridge, a better looking bridge. So we'll have a sense not of what that will look like, but we're probably going to move it slightly. Have you gone over the bridge? Do you know what it's like? When you go up, you can't see over it. So you kind of don't know who's up there, what's going on. So the new bridge will be, you know, flatter, and as you're going up, you'll always know what's ahead. So big decisions like that will be there. I mean, we are thinking of changing the circulation of the road. Right now, the road's kind of relentless down the edge. We think it would be cool if it bent in some places. So basic things like that will be laid out in a couple of months.
Is the schedule in this project more rapid than it might be in a lot of places because you've got the money up front?
No, I think, roughly, I think the plan is the park's going to be finished in 4 years. I'd say that's not slow, but it's not. We're not moving super fast either. I think it's more important to the people behind this project that it's the right park for Buffalo and it becomes an enduring, beloved thing. I mean, we went to one of the high schools today. And met with, these are all kids, it's the English as a Second Language High School. And we met with a class of kids who have been focusing coincidentally on ideas for redesigning LaSalle. And, you know, it's, you know, in a funny kind of way, when you go to a meeting like that, you realize how much we're all the same, how much, in the general sense. I mean, I don't mean we all want to do the same things, but we all aspire to parks being a part of our lives in a certain kind of way. You could feel that with those kids today.
Lafayette?
Yes, yeah.
They probably wanted soccer fields.
They want, you'd be surprised everything they wanted. They were an incredibly diverse group of kids. I think in a room with 13 teenagers, 16-year-olds, from nine different countries. So they wanted more than soccer, but they wanted soccer too. Cricket came up.
It's Delaware Park, and there's one out in Amherst.
Yeah, that's what we were hearing.
One more time, the official name of your firm.
Michael Van Volkenburg Associates. We're landscape architects in Brooklyn.
Excellent.
Good?
Thank you.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.